Daytime Confidential podcast brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. The 41st annual Daytime Emmy nominations are out, and that means we've got some reactions. All this and much more on today's show, so stay tuned. Welcome.
Howdy.
Jillian Bo, welcome.
Sapase. Google it.
Okay.
No, nice try.
Reagan, welcome back. We've missed you.
Oh, it's lovely to be missed, Luke.
Well,
missed the 41st. Girl.
The 41st Annual Daytime Emmy Award nominations were announced. We're going to kick things off with a reaction to Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series. The nominees are Eileen Davidson from Days of Our Lives, Katherine Kelly Lang, The Bold and the Beautiful, Heather Tom, The Bold and the Beautiful, and Arian Zucker, Days of Our Lives. Jamie, reaction?
I am thrilled. I am running through Salem's Horton Town Square in purple, all in purple, because my girl Eileen Davidson is nominated. It's about time that she got nominated for Days. You know, I mean, she couldn't get any love for playing three women and a man and a nun and a partridge in a pear tree, but all it took is her raping a priest and we in Emmy Gold in possibility, so...
Now, where's my beloved Ava Jerome?
I know.
From last year.
That's a sin and a shame, Luke. That is a sin and a shame.
Maura West deserves a nomination. Like, I'm thinking back to the scenes in Metro Court where it was her and Maurice Bernard and Brian Craig, and the three of them were going, oh.
Every day, 5 days a week and twice on Sunday, that is the glaring omission. That is the shocker. This year, it's like, are you, well, other than GH being shut out of the main categories, but yeah, I'm like, are you kidding me, Maura West? But so happy Eileen is in here, and so happy Katherine is in here. And Maura is like, you know what?
I've won this a couple times.
You know, but what, you know, I mean, she's the bomb.com. Heather Tom is, go ahead.
I was going to say, Morris, just like, I'll let you ladies have this round.
I'm just wondering if the
I'm
Tom,
coming for you next
if
year.
Heather Tom is going to come for Erica Slazak's record, because I believe they're already tied, but Erica has all leads. You know, Heather Tom is already a Daytime Emmy history legend for being the only actress to win an Outstanding Younger, Outstanding Supporting, and Outstanding Lead. I believe she, let me look it up. I believe she might already be tied with Flannery, I mean, not Flannery, Lord, with Erica Slazak.
Heather
Tom has how many Daytime Emmys? Wikipedia.
She has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
She has 6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, 1, 2, yeah. She has 6.
3 for Outstanding Lead.
And Slazak has...
No, she has 2 for Outstanding Lead.
Yeah. And then Slazak has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But see, all of Slazak... I mean, that there's a big, you know, thing about, well, will she break her record? But Slazak could easily be like, I want all of mine for leading lady. So, you know, so she still has a couple of more times to catch her on that. But she could at least, she could have 7 Daytime Emmys this year. So that's big news.
Yeah.
Jillian, what are your reactions to the nominations?
I was a little thrown by Maura West, but I'm happy that the Days girls are in there, and we all thought that Heather and Katherine would do the damn thing. I mean, we know Heather submitted that when she found out that Brooke hunched her husband. That's gonna be epic! Oh, Heather Tom! So this is gonna be a serious dogfight. Just was a little disappointed that Sweeney wasn't in there, but I'm kind of happy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of happy.
That's another one. I mean, what does she have to do? You know, shoot one of those Biggest Loser contestants live on TV.
reminds me of Jeannie Francis. Remember, Jeannie couldn't get love for the longest.
So if she follows that trajectory, then she won't get one on Days, and then she'll come back and do a guest spot on Days and win it. That's how
well,
Jeannie
and,
finally
and
got her.
Who knows? Maybe they might actually be televised instead of web vibe.
You know, that's a whole nother.
Which we'll get to.
Can of potatoes and possum. But.
Yeah. Reagan, what are your thoughts on this category? There's no one from General Hospital.
Oh, it's a pretty foregone conclusion that somebody from Bold and the Beautiful or Days of Our Lives is going to win, huh? I'm glad to see Days of Our Lives. I think every year it's, or past years, it's always been hoping that Days get some kind of love. So it's nice to see them get double love in this category. I think every time we were talking about Bold and the Beautiful, we kept saying Heather Tom just won her Emmy again. So I think she's definitely a front runner in this. But I know Eileen Davidson has been praised and praised, even though it's not one of my shows. So, like I said, more power to the Days ladies, because they definitely deserve the love that they're getting.
Hell, I can pick what Heather Tom's probably going to submit for next year, when she had to give that baby up to Brooke and Bill, when Brooke was like, Katie, I'm doing this for you. You shut up, Brooke! I was like,
so, every day Brad Bell is writing, we all joked, he used to write one Daytime Emmy-worthy story once a year. The story would last about 3 weeks. He'd kill off an old person and he'd win the Emmy. Now he is writing Daytime Emmy-worthy material all year long with that quartet, at least. You know, the younger bunch, well, hey, Scott Clifton is like, hey, my stories are fluffy, but I'll be up in that Daytime Emmy game too. So,
yeah.
Well, let's talk about another category. Outstanding lead actor in a drama series. Everybody from The Young and the Restless and then General Hospital. Peter Bergman, The Young and the Restless. Doug Davidson, The Young and the Restless. Christian LeBlanc, The Young and the Restless. Oh. Billy Miller, The Young and the Restless. Jason Thompson, General Hospital. Jamie, what is the likelihood of someone from Young and the Restless winning?
Well, I think, you know, this is so awful, and I hope it doesn't seem racist, but this is kind of what we used to do at my high school. We would always just nominate one black girl for homecoming queen, so all the black kids would vote for her, and then, you know, all the white kids would be divided amongst the four other girls. So that's how we used to always have a black homecoming queen. So I'm looking at it like this. Jason Thompson might be the black homecoming queen.
I really hope so, because I wanted him to.
He deserved it last year.
I mean, YR's vote is going to be split. The clique ain't going to know who to vote for. They're going to be like, look, they're going to be watching like on election day. Like with my grandfather, the first time I voted when I was 18, he was standing right outside the thing. You better have voted Democrat. You know, I'm like, is Peter Bergman?
Was there a possibility you would have voted Republican?
You know how you rebel against your parents, but not too much. If I would have done it, it would have just been to spite him, not because I believed in anything they were talking about. But anyway, so, no, with these, you know, I'm like, people better hide their ballots, because, you know, Peter and Christian and all of them might be walking around, who you voting for? But
the votes are, these are already finalized. There's no more voting on this.
I lose track of how they do this every year. But I will say, to me, if, you know, if God is in this, it's Billy Miller versus Jason Thompson.
Yeah.
Because I love these guys, but I'm like, you guys didn't have any storyline last year, Peter and Christian and Doug.
No,
didn't shoot Ricky this year. What story did you have? Why y'all be submitting y'all stuff and y'all know y'all ain't had no story? Peter Bergman had a story. I forget. You know, that maybe he submitted something about.
He had the drug stuff.
That was last year, wasn't it? The year before. Well, he had.
No, because that wasn't early 2013 because of the fact that Phyllis was helping him with his drug recovery into the spring.
He submitted all the Phyllis and the dope and stuff last year. But, I mean,
boy, time flies.
Phyllis did fall down them stairs and make him a almost widower who was not married to her. So maybe that's what he, you know, did. But I don't know what Doug Davidson, he didn't have no story helping Nikki find out about her pervert baby. And Michael, well, you know, okay, now that I'm thinking more about it, okay, I guess the fact that Michael had to save Lauren from Carmine, and none of that. But the material is not their fault, you know. The thing of it is, I would hate to see Christian win, because Christian can keep, Christian is the actor equivalent of Jill Farren Phelps. He can pick a reel no matter what that will kill your reel. He is just that good. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't a leading man last year. But, you know, the glaring omission, and he didn't even get put up. But Michael Muni, gotta give him a shout-out.
Yeah.
Love him or hate him, whatever. He was one of the baddest dudes in daytime last
year.
From what I,
you know, we were all mad that, why they didn't do it? From what I understand, he didn't submit himself. And it's like, God damn it, boy, you had a bomb-ass reel. Why didn't you submit yourself?
Yeah, I submitted and made them not, you know, made it be on the company. Not to, you know, whatever the charges, the allegations were, Hollywood is filled with people who allegedly do unspeakable things. It's hearsay. It does, you know, all I know is on our screen, he should have been in this fight too.
Jillian?
Luke, it's going to be, you know, if they had any sense, it should be between Jason and Billy, because, you know, when it came down to Christian, I was like, what'd you have besides you snotting over Lauren being a hoe? I'm like, I have nothing. Jack crying that Red is, you know, catatonic and don't know where she is. Doug, I'm like, you crying that you didn't cry. You was just like,
he went on a slumber party with Nikki.
You just, you know, with Ian, you leave Nikki alone or I'll make you dead like Ricky. You didn't do anything. Billy had, you know, Billy had tight material, so if they had any sense, it would be between Billy and Jason.
What did he tell him?
Nikki alone, Ian, or I'm going to have you dead like Ricky.
I wish Paul would not put his Visine in his eyes and be blinking and think that Ian is Ricky and just shoot the shit out of him. I would stand up and cheer, get the Holy Ghost, everything.
I would pay Paul's bail, and I'd know his ass ain't going to jail.
If the bullet ricocheted and hit Dylan right in his dome, oh, I'd turn a cartwheel in my room.
Reagan?
You know how I feel about Jason Thompson. I wanted him to win so bad last year. And I love Billy Miller. I may not be the biggest YNR fan, but I am a Billy Miller fan. So if it comes down to these two, I'm not going to be too upset, but I am pulling for Jason Thompson. I think that boy has deserved a statue long, long ago, and it's far overdue.
Outstanding supporting actress in a drama series. Melissa Claire Egan, The Young and the Restless. Jane Elliott, General Hospital. Amelia Hindley, The Young and the Restless. Elizabeth Hendrickson, The Young and the Restless. Kelly Sullivan, General Hospital.
You need to come to me first.
I am going to you first.
You need to come
because
to me.
I just, if Sullivan beats Jane Elliott. Mushroom cloud over DC.
Listen, Linda. When I first saw this, I thought of Luke. And then I got an email from Luke, and Luke was like, Kelly Sullivan! I said, yeah, see, it ain't just me. And I'm like, Lord Jesus, if she beats Jane Elliott, I'm going to bust my computer screen up. I am. I'm going to beat the shit out of it. And then, you know, Antonio Shanks, he's so very, 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 in Nene Leakes' voice, he's so mean and so rude. He was like, well, Jane can also lose against Amelia Hindley. I said, you stop it. The other two INR girls, I would be a little okay with it. Lizzie, if Jane lost against Lizzie, I'd totally be fine with that. With Melissa, I'd be like, for two seconds. But I'd be fine with it, too, because she got some good shit, too. Amelia and Kelly, child. Y'all, let's just get my collection plate now for me to get a new computer, 'cause I'm gonna bust the hell out of this. I will. I know I am. I will. 'Cause I what did Kelly do? What you do?
She consumed
She
more.
is the darling of that set. That's my fear. They all love her. They all love her. They think she is like Oscar-worthy actress, not just Emmy-worthy. They think she is Oscar-worthy. They love her.
She's also a very sweet, popular girl. I forgive
Yes.
her that. And in this game, that counts almost as much
Does
as.
count, but in terms
Oh,
of
it's a.
acting,
I hate the popularity contest. I hate it.
she consumed more scenery than Amazon
Beverly
rainforest.
McKenzie never won this sucker. The best motherfucking actress to ever appear on a daytime television soap opera never won. So that lets you know I'm gonna be the most popular girl. Counts.
Happened.
I totally got the Teen Witch reference.
Reference?
Teen
Teen
Witch.
Witch.
Wait, no. What was the song you
As in, like,
sang?
Sabrina.
There's this song in Teen Witch. I'm gonna be the most popular.
I know that song. I know that song. I was gonna say some shit like Kids Incorporated, but I'm like.
No, Teen Witch. Which had a Dan Gauthier took the virginity of the virginal red-headed witch.
Jamie, what are your thoughts on this category?
Savannah Reagan. See, we're bringing it home to soap. See, I can't. So happy to see Jane Elliott. Finally, God, love her, love Jane Elliott. I am okay with all three YNR actresses being up in this category. They all had solid material. Again, Jill Farren Phelps knows how to create a
Yeah.
that will get daytime Emmy recognition. We roll our eyes and we groan and we go, "Oh my gosh, she's killing another baby. Oh my gosh, she's killing another old person. She has them walking out of hotels and dying of heart attacks." You know, it is what it is, but she provides these her actors with killer daytime Emmy worthy material. There's no denying that. So, you know, Melissa Claire, Amelia, and Elizabeth all got incredible material, leading with Elizabeth. I mean, Elizabeth Hendrickson, I'm so proud because on GH at least, it always seemed like Jill was, and I'm saying it always seemed like, so it won't seem like I'm saying something I don't know to be true or I'm ganging up on Jill, who everyone assures me is as sweet as, you know, pumpkin bread in real life. But it always seemed like it was all about the boys. Like, you know, who cares that Elizabeth's baby died? Let's just hurry up and get some good scenes in for Steve and Tony and everybody else. Liz could just go knit in the corner, you know. But it felt that part felt different this time. It felt like the women got their due. They got their chance to be like, "Hey, you know, this was our baby too," or, you know, and with Melissa, great stuff. I mean, and I feel Amelia had incredible moments through this storyline. I think that that's where she excels. For me, I have no problems with Amelia crying and emoting and being fragile. I think she does that right on par with anyone else in daytime. The reason I've always had problems with her is that she can't then switch to super bitch corporate mode like Heather Tom. I think she can play fragile grief with the best of them, crying and hair disheveled and snotting.
Well, that's
You know,
everyday thing, so blah, blah, blah.
I mean, and she actually, I felt like she did really strong work in this. Kelly Sullivan, I'm gonna have to do the Alicia Minshew on this, which is go, first off, let's talk about categories. Because she didn't support nothing, not even the scenery she chewed. She was a lead actress on ABC Daytime's General to the Hospital from the moment Cartini took over. She was a lead actress. She led actress all day long. She was leading people around the set, leading people into mirrors to look at herself, talking to herself. You know, she was acting loudly and poorly. Yeah,
Mm-hmm.
Again, I mean, and the industry does not see it. They do not see it. They do not see it like the fans see it. They do not see that she was hamming it up. You know, she's up for a very significant role on The Young and the Restless. People wonder, when I've been talking to some industry people, it was said to me, well, do you think that, you know, what you didn't like on GH was just the storyline or was it the acting?
Oh my
Both!
God.
Both!
She was
No.
under, wait, she was under Goose's rule, right? Wasn't she under Goose's rule at one point?
She was already
Who
there.
brought her over? I thought Garen Wolf brought her back because that
Let me
whole.
see. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see.
Because he started that whole she was kind of cuckoo stuff, and then Ron took it and made it DID because it wasn't really like DID at first. It was just she was kind of off in the head. But I will say she was much more passable as the Kate Howard character. You know, once she became Connie, it just. Plus, I just find that so stupid. I mean, why would you invent yourself to be a fabulous fucking editor and then decide to go back to Connie Falconeri? Felicia Gallant didn't change her name back to Fanny
Goose
Frick.
didn't have a Goose didn't have a, this was under Garen Wolf,
Why
so
would you? Tiffany Hill didn't go back to being. What was her name, Jillian? What was Tiffany's name before she
something
was.
Holtz, Crum Holtz, or
You
something
know,
Crum,
why
something
was she up and after creating, you know, the equivalent of Vogue and Anna Wintour's persona, decide I'm just.
Elsie May Crum Holtz. I couldn't
Like,
remember.
why would you ever do that? Lucinda Walsh didn't go back to being her old name on World Turns. I just didn't like it. I didn't like the story. I didn't like the acting. And I thought I was rid of her, but now I realize, like Savannah in Waiting to Exhale, when I pray, I have to pray specifically. I have to pray not just to remove this from my life on General Hospital. I then have to pray to bind her from showing up anywhere else on anything I look at.
I
Can
mean,
you imagine if she comes back as poor Phil as
you
Phyllis?
know, it's no sh
Joshua Morrow isn't going to know what to do,
it's no
and Peter Bergman's just going to run from the Abbott Mansion screaming.
Peter be happy. They like that. Them old men on that like, you know,
It's no shade against her. I'm pretty sure she's a lovely woman. Like how people say Jill is lovely. I'm pretty sure they support the Brownies and the Girl Scouts and the Goof Troop and whoever else.
is
But
not a
no,
strong actor.
she should be someone else.
That, you
But
know,
no.
you need a game changer. I mean, make her freaking Sharon's best friend who slept with Nick, Grace.
Grace to
You
date.
know, make her someone else, anybody else. She could be John Abbott. John Abbott could have had a sex change in heaven. She could be somebody else besides Phyllis freaking Romilotti. No!
Reagan, thoughts on supporting actress Reagan?
No, other than she better not win, but she probably will, and we'll all be so mad. I just,
You realize what's going to
like
happen
I
is
said before, everybody loves her, and that's my fear, that even as much of a powerhouse as Jean Elliott is, I have a fear that everybody at GH is going to vote for her, had voted for
Jane Elliott has Deirdre Hall buzz her head if she does.
her.
You realize what's going to happen is this is going to be streaming, and the moment before the name is announced, the feed is
You
either
know,
going to go
it's
out.
gonna be a mess. Don't even talk about it. That daggone thing is gonna be a mess if they stream the doggone daytime Emmys.
We'll get to that later. Yeah,
You're
we'll
not
get
gonna be
to
able
that
to
later.
log in or nothing. Just a hot ass mess.
I mean, they started
Outstanding
it off.
supporting actor in a drama series: Bradford Anderson, General Hospital; Steve Burton, The Young and the
Bye,
Restless;
Felicia.
Beautiful; Eric Martzoff, Days of Our Lives; Dominic Zambrania, General Hospital; Jamie.
Well, first off, so proud to see Eric Martzoff on this list. I really wish his stepbrother was on here too, Greg Vaughn. Those cats destroyed last season on Days of Our Lives. And, you know, I feel so bad because, you know, I was talking to Greg at the Days of It in Atlanta, and, you know, he talked about what he submitted. He really put so much thought into it. But I guess he didn't put as much thought as. You killed Romeo.
Oh.
Ah, Julie.
Here's my question. Will there be a private jet to take him to the Emmys?
No, no. I'm going to tweet you denials. No, but it's like, yeah. I mean, this isn't... You know, she's going to make Steve Burton a thing at that show. Jill Fan Phelps, by God and glory, she is not going to be proven wrong. She don't care if next week she have to make him Neil's long-lost son. She is going to make him work at this show. And, you know, by happenstance, you'll get an Emmy if you be on 4 or 5 days a week where you got plenty of material to submit. So, yeah. Glad Bradford. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that whole last... One thing I will say, Ron and Frank wrote some powerful stuff for him. I mean, Nuzza always wrote such funny, humorous, lighthearted stuff for Spinelli, which is funny because Guza was known as the dark writer, but, you know, he was more comedic with that. I mean, but they gave him some meat and potatoes to play with that whole baby drama. So Dominic also had some good stuff. Dominic, I like him as an actor. I still think he's strong. He's one of the best actors in his age range, but I kind of get a same feel from him that I do sometimes with, well, not anymore because he's off learning Chinese, but that I would get from the cat that used to play Will. Dominic kind of seems bored sometimes. I mean, and, you know, who could blame him because he has to play out the prerequisite domestic bliss all the time and or, who stole my babies? Who stole my eggs? You know, but I just remember
who stole my sperm.
Looking at, you know, what we get to see with Brian Craig opposite Maurice Bernard, I'm like, I remember when there was Dominic on fire, and now it's like, you better give me back my embryos. Where are my embryos, Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Hey, Jillian, where's Dylan McAvoy's brain cells?
Oh, Brett got them too.
Obrecht got him in that third.
She'll make a trade for them. Chauncey can have his bread cells back if I have his private jet. Mutter wants to fly.
And then they are like, nah, we good, Shotty. You can keep them. I'm just like, you know, what'd you do? I guess you're, you know, his postpartum depression. I don't know. What you have, child? No, what's the postpartum? I don't know. Shit. he had pretty young thing. I don't know what you had, child. They do so much, you know. I'm not joking about the disorder. They just do so much with this character to cement him, to make people believe that he should be in this role. It's like they do so much. Soon watch. They go, he goes, boom, watch. You can hear Dylan, I got pulled over by the cops. Why? Driving while black. They go, pull that shit out of something. It's like,
if it does happen, Summer can interview him for the school newspaper because she wanted to talk to Devon about immigration laws or something this week. I wanted to take my remote and just sail it into the TV.
No, Victoria.
Listen,
Victoria. I had the classic line, Victoria, Billy, Stitch treats me well. He brings me soup when I'm sick. I said, bitch, what's what you just say? He brings you soup. Really? I wanted Billy to dash that soup.
Meanwhile, you cut to Days of Our Lives and Kate Roberts is telling Jordan, you got more aliases than P. Diddy.
Oh, my God. It was
just the dialogue we're getting at Days of Our Lives, and they taped that 5 months ago. And I taped close to date. And that's what we're getting. He may brought me some soup.
But no, seriously, I'm happy about Bradford because he had some really good stuff when Maxie screwed him over and when he was leaving with baby Georgie. Oh, it's, you know, Liam, you know, Scott Clifton, I think this is the year you need to sit out. It's between, to me, I think it's between Bradford and Eric. You know Eric has some good shit, boy. So it's between those two. And I guess Dominic, when in the church, he confronted Maxie. So, but I think it's between Bradford and Eric for show.
Reagan?
I'm happy to see both the GH guys on here. I definitely Bradford had the better material, but I think Dominic had some decent stuff that he probably put together a reel that is why he's here. he had the stuff in the church, and then there was, I mean, as much as we hated the stuff over Lulu's frozen body, I think out of that whole mess, he was like the shining star. So
Absolutely.
I would imagine that's probably in his reel. So I'm happy to see them. I can't even with Steve Burton. I don't even know if it dignifies me wasting my breath. It's just, I can't anymore with him. But like that love train is like gone left the station long
Off the
long ago. So can't.
Okay. Outstanding younger actress in a drama series. Kristen Alderson, General Hospital. Lindsay Godfrey, The Bold and the Beautiful. Hunter King, The Young and the Restless. Kim Mitula, The Bold and the Beautiful. And Kelly Missel, One Life to Live, TOLN.com. Jamie?
Nobody got nothing dot com. You might as well
Listen.
tell people to go to AltaVista.com.
Shelved.com. That's
AOL, you've got mail. Your account has been terminated. That browser don't, that window don't, Al Gordon took that off the internet.
Jamie, what are your thoughts on this? I was happy for Kelly, though.
I'm happy for her, too. And I'll be happy for her
when you go to Tolan's website, it is like, bye, bitch, it is not there. A description for
it ain't there. No, let me tell you why it ain't there. Because if they can prove that they can pay to keep that website up, then Erica Slezak will have a case to get her money. They got to prove they ain't got no money. If I was Erica Slezak, I'd go to the set of Royal.
Listen, they could use the Salem money to pay for Erica Slezak.
I'd go to the set of Royal Pains and I'd cuss everybody out. I'd cuss all they actors out on Royal Pains. They'd be like, why is this woman talking British to me and cussing me out?
And when she was done there, she could go to Salem.
No,
and then from there, she could go to, what is the one on FX with the
dog,
kid
with
from...
that dog? I'd
yes.
beat the shit out that dog if I was Erica Slezak. Her, you know how Arista Records wouldn't pay TLC their money? They showed up and went all up. They were about to go upside Clive Davis' head. I want Erica Slezak and Robin Christopher, not Robin Christopher, Robin, what's her name? Strasser.
Strasser.
Robin Strasser and Erica Slezak to roll up on the Jersey Shore and get J-Wow and show up on the set of Royal Pains and be like, motherfucker, where's Jeff Quiet next? We want our money. Where is it now? And I want Robin Strasser to grab her sack. I do.
I was going to say, they'd be like that girl in that video clip that you went and shared the other day where she hauls off and punches the girl for no
I'm
reason.
Like, you know what? They need to get Sharkeisha to get Erica Slezak her $200,000. I tell my family all the time, only thing I can loan you is $300. Because if it's over $300, we'll lose friendship over that.
Will you be loaning money out like that?
$200,000? I would beat somebody's ass till I got tired, drink a Red Bull, and beat somebody's ass again.
You be letting out money like that? Well, you know, I mean, yeah, we need
to. You know, that's just crazy. But back to Kelly Bissell. She don't got a paycheck, but she got a Daytime Emmy nomination, and I'm proud because
yeah.
I like what they did with Danny. And, you know, she really played that tortured teen drug addict thing really good. Kristen Alderson, she deserves it for all the years she didn't get nominated when she was supposed to. How about that? Hunter King, she had good stuff. I mean, your mama tumbled down the stairs and end up in a coma. That's pretty Daytime Emmy worthy. Plus, she had her own little dramas on the show. Kim Mitula has such light, fluffy stuff, but Scott Clifton wins every year with that. I loved Lindsay Godfrey last year. She's comic relief, though, and, you know, a lot of times comic relief doesn't really get, you know, the accolades it deserves. So I'm okay with everybody on here. This category needs to be overhauled next year, though, because now there is a thing there, you know, true young actors are contenders. Little Lauren Bowles from
the boy who plays Spencer.
Little Spencer from GH, little Emma. I mean, I really need to see some of them bust up in there because Lil Spencer drove all kind of story. You
Emma
know.
Should have been on here. It was, oh my God, she, the little girl, Brooklyn,
should
have been on here.
Mommy, oh, Lord bless her little heart. But, you know, Lil Sierra, she is, that's the, when Allison Sweeney, NBC ain't worried about Allison Sweeney leaving because Sierra finna be wrecking shop. When Sammy leave, EJ gonna go home and Sierra gonna spin around in Stefano's chair. I've been expecting you. You know, that little girl is off the chain. And
when EJ leaves, she'll spin around and say to someone else, I've been expecting you.
See
you.
Yeah, he on the
yeah.
Out too. You know.
Jillian, thoughts on this category?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see it. Look, no shade against none of them, but I would say maybe Kelly Massal should be the one in this. Kristen Alderson, yeah, baby, you cool, but this wasn't your year. This really wasn't. You could have been plucked off there. We know how the daytime Emmys go. They don't go for anything light and fluffy and comic relief, i.e. Bradford Anderson all them times. So for Lindsay
and Susan Lucci, you know, that's what,
or Trent Dawson,
that's what killed Susan Lucci for most of her Emmy nominations. She put up comedy, and then somebody got the bright idea, let's make Bianca not want to eat a sandwich. And as soon as Bianca became anorexic, Susan Lucci got an Emmy.
Reagan?
I wish they would recognize somebody like Lindsay Godfrey, because she killed it when Caroline had that total transformation. We hated her the previous year, but I mean, she just became so, you know, Lindsay just turned it around, and I mean, it was really, really good, and I just wish that they recognized that, because for that alone, I feel like it should go to her. But, you know, Kelly Massal was really, I mean, I have to say, from watching her on ABC and then watching her sort of tackle this whole storyline, she was really great. So I really wanted to be between the two of them. I love Kristen Alderson. I really do. But yeah, I was totally cool with her winning it last year. I don't know if there's anything really that I think she deserves it for this year. So.
Maybe she submitted something. Maybe she was the one who had some sense and submitted something to do with the big mess up at her wedding party. Because that's what GH should have submitted for outstanding drama.
But
I'm just saying, they all had good material from that, you know, so.
Well, and that's a perfect segue into the next category, because for Outstanding Younger Actor in a Drama Series, we have Brian Craig, who richly deserves to win this category. Chad Duell, General Hospital, Max Eric, The Young and the Restless, Chandler Massey, Days of Our Lives, and Daniel Polo, The Young and the Restless. Jamie?
I'm mad as hell. Casey Moss tore up Horton Times Square like a mug. He showed out. He showed up. He was thebomb.com, and he should be on this list.
Yeah.
Now, blasted. You know, I love Chandler Massey, but all he did was grin and look like somebody farted. He looked like somebody farted, and he was trying to keep from laughing all year. You know, he was like, his mind was already, look at here. In December, I'm gone. I'm going to study Chinese. You know, they'd be like, Will, how could Gabby do this to us? She's going back to Nick. She's going to take our baby. He'd just be grinning.
Like,
you know, the freaking Casey Moss was the bomb. He should have taken his spot this year. But I get it. Chandler's won, so got to put him up again. No, Casey Moss came up in that house and said, I'm the young cat up in here. You know, and for that, he got rewarded by getting put in a workman's jumpsuit and a boring leading lady. But those are the breaks, I guess. But Casey Moss should have been up in here. It should have been Casey Moss against Brian Craig. Those were the two best young cats in soaps last year. They got it right with Brian Craig being up here. I can see how Chad Duell is here. Chad does that soap acting really good to get a reel, you know. How could you do this to my father? How could you do this to me? How could you do this, Kiki? How could you make my
wee wee.
Show him your pee pee. Like, get out of here.
I didn't want crust on my
pee pee.
So, you know, I can see how he's on here. Daniel Polo did such great work with the little bullying story.
And they promptly got rid of him.
It's like, what the hell?
What are you kidding?
You know, they were like, you on the way. But you know what? Jill will probably rush up there trying to accept his award. And then go, screw you, Frank Valentini. Max Eric is also great cat, you know. So.
Creepy Fenmore.
Bright McClure is somewhere trying to tell somebody, I'm really still 25, though. I'm really still 25, though.
I think with the work coming down the pike for him, with this whole Neil, Hillary, and Devon thing, that's when we'll be like, okay, you deserve being nominated.
Jillian?
Oh, this is Brian Craig's house. This is his house. When Sonny, you know, threw up his arms like he was at a Black Baptist church and was like, I got to testify, and snitched. This was Brian Craig. This is Brian Craig's house. I'm sorry.
You always love Mikey over me, Dad! Boy, he's coming
Max, Eric, and Daniel Polo had good stuff, but this is Brian Craig's house. This his house. This his house. I mean...
And his lady should have been up in there, too. We mad about that. His queen of the night should have been up in there. Able to roam.
Yeah.
Able to roam. Far West.
Reagan?
Oh, totally Brian Craig. You know how I feel about Chad Duell. I'm not even going to cut for him.
No reason.
No reason. Brian Craig, all the way. I, you know,
get
all the way.
Get
go.
Get over it.
Yeah, well, not going to do it.
Could you imagine Brian Craig and Drew Garrett?
It would have been so amazing.
But can you imagine Drew Garrett as Will?
Where?
Come on now. At Will on Days!
I like the Will they got. I want Drew Garrett as little Eric on Bold and the Beautiful. He and Sean Kanan never got to play father and son on General Hospital. I want Eric Deacon Sharp to show up mad as hell at the Foresters for not fighting him. Stay in the lap of luxury. And then I want him to seduce little crazy Allie away from...
For him to be mad at Hope. Yeah, for him to go out.
He should hate Hope. He should hate Rick, because you know Tawny has probably told that boy all kind of ridiculous stuff over the years. So I would love Drew Garrett. In fact, I'm gonna do a wish for casting for that.
You heard it here first, folks.
Needs to be Eric Deacon Sharp on the Bold and the Beautiful.
If there's anybody who can put on a web production, it is Michael Caruso from Divanity, who received a richly deserved nomination for Outstanding New Approaches
so
Drama
tell
Series.
Us who you think should win this.
If I had my vote, he could produce the Emmy Awards.
And it would probably actually stream correctly.
And it would be beautiful, and people would be in gym.
Now, would you tell who else were nominated in that category?
I'm getting to it. He was not the only one nominated. In addition to Divanity, we have Venice the Series, and we have Tainted Dreams nominated for Outstanding New Approaches Drama Series.
There's another one, too.
And then we also have The Power Inside.
It is the story about the Crip Sex on General Hospital. No, it's actually another web series, like a supernatural web series.
Kanye got that song Power. I thought that was him. I'm like, or the 48 Laws of Power, or, you know, the Power of the Secret. Shit, I didn't know what that was.
Power of Grayskull. But I'm rooting, tooting, root tooting, boogieing, scoot boot boogieing for the Vanity.
Me too.
Let's talk about Outstanding Drama Series Writing Team. The Bold and the Beautiful, Days of Our Lives, and The Young and the Restless. Jamie, what does it take for General Hospital to get nominated in this category when there's only four soaps left on air?
A consultant firm to pick their damn reels!
Well, GH's writing reel, I think, this is a huge snub, because they submitted Robin at the Church and The Mommy Moment. I don't feel that was a bad moment to submit at all. I mean, you had Kristen in the Church on Days, which was wonderfully soapy and awesome, but it was also, you know, over the top, you know, and it got nominated. B&B had stankin' ass Taylor Hayes showing up to tell everybody that Brooke was doing what comes naturally to Brooke. And then what's the other one? Oh, that's the only
the
oh,
date, the Young and the Restless.
Dead Babies, you know, come on now. You can't compete with Dead Babies. Gonna have everybody hollering and hooting and scooting and, you know, so yeah. The one thing I think hurt GH was that's so tried and true. Even though Days had a soapy reel too, a woman raping a priest is a new thing, is a new form of soap villainy. The Return from the Dead has so been there, done that. I wonder if that might have hurt them, but they still should have got a nomination. They might not have gotten the win, but, you know, I mean, and the thing, no, I don't think they deserve the win. I'm gonna be honest, because I think that, you know, Days reel, me personally, I would want Days to get it. In terms of writing, I feel like B&B should get it. You know, the Days fan in me would want Days to get it because that would just be so killer. But Y&R is going to get it. I'm just going, I know this ain't the predictions cast, but Y&R is going to get it. Y&R is going to get it. You can't compete with running over a baby after she was at the Halloween bazaar in a wig, not a Halloween bazaar, whatever she was dressed up like.
Halloween play,
Some play. You can't beat Billy Miller sitting there snotting over his crumpled baby. I mean, how do you compete with that? With some people walking in a church. Ooh, so what y'all having? Somebody, is it a bake sale in here? The church bake sale going on? I mean, you know, it was all good. I thought all of the ones that actually got nominated were good reels. You know, hated that they killed a legacy character, but Y&R is going to get that.
Jillian?
Yeah, like, you know, it's so funny that you did that post about, you know, why GH got shut out. Because, you know, before you did that post, I was in the process of telling you, Jamie, offline, you know, I was digging around to find out what the hell, you know. I was just curious because I knew it. I said it. We said it on this podcast. We said it on this podcast. The GH boys need to get a consulting firm to pick out their reels, because I knew that Ron was going to go for 100%. I don't even have to beat this over your head. You can see it. She can sing it. This is a soap opera moment. Whereas Jill Farron Phelps, she goes for that. I don't have to tell you. You can see it. Helen Keller can tell you that this is a soap opera, because I don't have to tell you, but this is a soap opera moment. She does the understated, because she picks bitchin' reels. So, you know, I found out from someone, they were like, you know, the people who vote on it don't want to be beat over the head with it being a soap. And I'm like, but this is a soap opera.
Because they're all self-loathing, and that's the problem. I mean, Ron Palavati actually loves writing soap opera. You have an industry full of people who hate soap operas that work for them. I hate to go there, but that's, you know, that's not all of them, but a good bit of them. You can tell in what they produce and what they want to be writing for primetime. They want to be writing for cable. Ron actually loves and embraces the genre he's in, and that kind of hurts him.
Yeah, but I, you know, I'm cool with B&B, because that moment when Taylor big ass mouth blew up everyone's world was epic, and Days was just, oh my god. I mean, you know, I actually feel as though B&B should and will get it. I mean, you know, we do have that part. I mean, Jill has been in this game long, so she knows. I mean, she could take it all, because she done kill up. I mean, she done wrote up. I mean, shit, she done been at tons of soap. Sorry, she done slewed a bunch of soaps. So she may still have some friends who may be like, hey, girl, remember me from Santa Barbara? Remember when I bought you lunch? You owe me a vote. You know, she may know somebody that may owe her something. So who knows? She may carry it, but I think B&B should definitely take it. But yeah, go ahead.
Reagan?
You know, in this, the only dog in this fight for me is B&B from a fan perspective. I totally agree with everybody that Jill is like the champ when it comes to picking her show's reel to win this award. I mean, it's just GH would have like no hope for anything, and then they would pull this one out of their ass all the time when she was behind the wheel. So I wouldn't be surprised.
You made such a great point too, because GH was winning all those Emmys, and Jill and Bob still got their jobs snatched. You know, daytime Emmys don't keep nobody employed, and they don't keep no show on the air, so that need to be remembered too.
Well, hopefully it doesn't mean job security for Jill.
I mean, yeah.
Outstanding drama series directing team, The Bold and the Beautiful, One Life to Live, and The Young and the Restless. Once again, General Hospital was shut out. Days of Our Lives is not included. Jamie?
I don't know what they submitted for directing at GH. One Life to Live, I do think their directing team deserves kudos. I mean, especially since Jeff wasn't paying nobody. But, you know, I know they submitted Gimme Shelter for a lot of their stuff, the pilot. If they, I don't know what they submitted for directing, but if they did, I mean, that was a hot episode. Jillian and I, you know, we remember we yelled out. We thought we were gonna get, you know, a great season of One Life to Live. We really didn't. But, you know, that first episode was hot. It was edgy. You know, it felt like a new modern soap opera.
With the
So,
Cosby Show opening, hey Dad, crawl.
you know, yeah, it's a brand new start.
Oh, you can't sing that. You can't sing that. I think they get sued. No, you
website.
can't sing that. You can't sing that. I think they owe money on that too. Stop.
Erica Slayback, collect the royalty check.
They owe money on
So,
that too.
yeah, I mean, I feel like their directing team was good. I mean, YNR, come on, that the directing for the freaking Delia Rundown was great. I mean, and what's the other nominee? You gotta
B&B.
Oh, B&B. My God. B&B is the only soap opera that still makes me think soaps have money. So for that alone,
Yeah.
I mean, for the damn aerial shots of the Bell Mansions, they
They have
deserve
David Shaughnessy there, and David Shaughnessy used to be at YNR
Yes!
fucking
Brad
Fungus.
Bell was so smart when CBS pushed their way into The Young and the Restless, not this current CBS executive regime. That was back in the Bloom years. And they
Yeah.
started firing up everybody. Brad Bell was like, oh, I'm gonna get you from my dad's show. I'm gonna get you from my dad's show. I'm gonna get you from my dad's show. And isn't it ironic, Alanis Morissette would ask, that the Bold and the Beautiful is more the Young and the Restless than the Young and the Restless?
Reagan?
I agree that Bold and Beautiful is probably one of the better looking shows on right now. I was impressed though with One Life to Live. That first episode, I was like, shit, this is gonna be good.
Yes, who was the director there? Snarking and lurking, flying low like a buzzard. Chris Kautman.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's Bold and Beautiful, if this is like the one for sure thing that One Life to Live pulls out.
Jamie, outstanding drama series: The Bold and the Beautiful, Days of Our Lives, One Life to Live, and The Young and the Restless. General Hospital was shut out. Carolyn Hinsey went and
Are you
published a
on a
quote.
you like on a loop with that?
Hinsey published a quote that's said that Richard Simmons may have lost the nomination for him. What are your thoughts on General Hospital not being nominated in this category?
I almost like, you know, because the Nurses Ball is starting has started up again today. I almost feel like I need more than 140 characters because I need to be able to tweet, this is hilarious, this is so funny, this is awesome, but then put in brackets, but don't submit this for Emmys. You know,
Well, it's they it
we all loved the Nurses Ball last year. We praised, it was fun, it was great, it was hooting and hollering and campy. And I sometimes think that they might go by, maybe not, maybe, no, let me not say that, because who knows? I mean, maybe it's just that they really felt genuinely that that was what they should have put up. But I know me personally, as much as I, my God, I mean, I could not stop tweeting, you know, who is Monica? Who cares about Monica? That was some hilarious stuff.
It
But
was.
you don't put that up for the Emmy, especially when you have that brilliant episode of
Metro
Sonny
Court.
dismantling one son's life at the benefit of another son, and the other son then basically ripping Sonny and Carly to an extent, a new one, about always favoring Michael over him. That was their moment. That was soap opera. They always go for these, No.
Star-crossed lovers.
On with the show, this is it. Oh, the thrills on the lights. This is it. We've hit the
hype. Jazz hands, jazz hands.
They always go for that, and it's like, no, just go for
Twyla,
the quiet. Go for quiet, gritty, real moments, you know, and really it just needs to be Maurice, Mara, if Maurice, Mara, Brian, and co. are not in your, you know, Laura Wright, if these cats are not in your reel, then you don't put your show tunes up.
I don't want them to submit any episodes with Mutta. As much as she's funny, I don't want to see Mutta.
Oh, no, they should. And that's the thing. We love things like Heather coming around, but you don't submit Heather Webb.
Oh, no.
You don't submit Dr. O. You don't submit. No. I mean, agreed.
Characters like that are the big mango sticky rice after you eat Thai. You know,
well, and
eat
for
the
example,
meal. You want the meal to be meaty and succulent, and then when your belly's all pooched out and you're sitting on the couch watching Chelsea Lately, and then you remember, oh, I ordered mango sticky rice too. It's great. You love it. You eat it, and then you go, I gotta go to the bathroom. I shouldn't have had that. That's how Obrecht and Richard Simmons and all that, I love them. I love Vivian Alamein dressed up like, you know, Coochie Banana Lady at Kristen's fake wedding on Days. But that's not going to win the Emmy. I'll look at it forever on YouTube and hoot and howl and laugh my butt off. But it's not going to win the Daytime Emmy, and they've got to figure that out at GH. That kind of stuff, those over-the-top, campy, silly people are not going to ever win them the Daytime Emmy. When Jill Phelps is sitting up there
murdering children,
Excel spreadsheet wondering who she can maim this year to get an Emmy award.
Jillian?
I'm looking at you, Nikki Dubin. No, that's Marlena. Who mused? My bad, girl.
Jill Theron Phelps would kill off Marlena if she had the chance. Don't get it twisted.
Luckily, she has people, you know, there's so many cooks in that kitchen. Jill is like, I can't kill nothing.
You know, B&B has just been the show, like, you know, a lot of people keep saying, oh, you just favor GH over Wyatt Earp. No, I grew up on GH. That was the show that I had no choice to watch in my grandmother's house if I wanted to keep breathing. If I changed it over to Sesame Street, I would have gotten a shoe up my face or something. So I had to watch that joint. But B&B, like, I'm going to be fair, B&B has just given me life to watch. So, I mean, I think that show should win it. It should be, it's a dogfight between them and Days because, you know, in my market, it's like Sophie's Choice with those two. Days comes on at 1 o'clock, and I'm just like, okay, buy one, what am I going to call it, One Life to Live? See, Freudian slip. 1 o'clock, when that hits, I'm like, bye, YNR. Hello, Days. And I'm hooting it up. I'm just screaming like, oh, shit, Nick done screwed with Sammy's head. I'm like, oh, Nick getting advice from the original bad girl, Julie, about what you doing, Nick. I know you up to something. And then at 1:30, I'm just like, oh, shit, B&B's on. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Let me cut on two TVs and watch them at the same time. Like, that's what soaps are about, and I think these two right there, it should be a dogfight between those two. One Life to Live, I'm just like, I guess it was the Gimme Shelter episode, because, child, the rest of that was just like, I didn't know where y'all were. I was so disappointed that All My Children wasn't on here. I was like, did
All My Children actually deserve to be nominated in some of these categories?
Yeah, yes!
They really did. You know, definitely Debbie Morgan, the what's her name? What's that baby name? Sal Flowers. The writing for that storyline. I mean, there is a huge campaign. God love Agnes Nixon till her very last writing job, but we don't know if it'll be her last. She always, Agnes Nixon is the writer who addressed social issues sometimes before they even happened or as they were happening. But I mean, look, in the 60s, when everybody else was playing it safe with, oh my God, What if Biff decides to take Kitten to the prom instead of Ruby? Organ music. On soap operas, she was like, let's do a story about a black girl who passes for white and dates a white man and a black man. She went there. With All My Children, she launched the show in 1970 with characters protesting the Vietnam War. She was bold and badass from the beginning to now. Cindy's AIDS story, and then right up to the new All My Children with sex trafficking. Right now, all over Twitter, there's a campaign because some crazed dictator has kidnapped some girls.
No, it's a crazy military group kidnapped the girls from their school, yeah.
Well, they've got a dictator running them because he's been on TV, or they've showed videotape of him saying, I'm not going to give your girls back. But, you know, I mean, the whole country is galvanized because of this. And Agnes Nixon, once again, was on the forefront of addressing an issue like that. You know, women.
Well, and not only that, but if you think about it, I mean, considering, what was it? Today was the 1 year anniversary of that person who was, those girls being freed in, what was it, Cleveland?
Yeah.
Or in Ohio, who, I mean, had been kept in the basement as basically sex slaves,
yeah,
in a
that
sense.
Was such a,
I mean, that was,
story.
I mean, and look what time of year it is. I mean, what they were writing last year with that sex slavery storyline was apropos to what was going on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we gave All My Children hell. We gave it hell, and it deserved it. But when they, what they did with it on, you know, Token, whatever.
Alta Vista.
You know, they were so phenomenal. You know, it found me, okay, I got to watch what's happening here because it was just brilliant. And for them not to be on here, I was like, what is this? You know, I wondered, you know, a part of me wondered, but I doubt it was that. A part of me wondered if it had to do with their actors saying, you know, we're not going to submit ourselves, so no. I wonder if since the actors were like,
well,
we're
Debbie
not gonna...
was real quick to be like, I'm good, I'm done, y'all.
Yeah, and some other actors, I think, said something too. I wonder if it was a situation where the actors were like, you know, I ain't submitting ourselves, so I'm good with this, you know, with this BS. If, you know, the committee was just like, oh, okay, then since they don't want to submit, then so be it. Or something, because
well,
I just...
producers definitely should have submitted the show, though.
Yes!
Outstanding show, because, you know, those, any one of those episodes involving the sex trafficking story would have, you know, should have, could have, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Could they have even shown face at the damn ceremony, though? Wherever
I bet
it
you,
may
girl,
be.
Girl, I bet you Jeff Quatnitz has already been to Men's Warehouse and got himself fitted. Yes, Lord, you can bet your bottom dollar. Bet you by golly, wow, he gonna be walking that red carpet.
He's probably gonna be there. He's probably gonna be there to try to hobnob with someone to buy them shows or something like that.
I guarantee he gonna be there.
Reagan, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I don't know. I think this has kind of become the category where Bold and Beautiful lately had been that show where, oh, they got that one storyline that maybe they can do it with, and then sure shit, they pull it out of their ass like GH used to do. But like Jamie said earlier, they've consistently been writing good stories. They're not just writing that 3 week, you know, story and then recycling and reusing. It's been pretty consistent lately. But I don't, if One Life to Live had held up the quality like All My Children did, and if it had even held up to the standard that their first episode was for the season that it aired, I would be okay with them winning just based on the good effort that they put out. But
yeah,
you know, it just, it wasn't there.
But
I'm hoping for
an episode though.
Yeah. I know, but I always,
but
I see that
it's two episodes.
I just hate that. I always look at it as like, I get you submit the two episodes, but I feel like, God, you gotta, to win best show, you should be judged on more than just two episodes.
You should be the best show.
Yeah, you should really be the best show. It takes more than two episodes to be the best damn show.
Well, I'm hoping for a Days of Our Lives two-peat. Jamie, let's follow up with the topic we discussed last podcast, and that is your report about the Daytime Emmys and TV Guide, the TV Guide Network channel, offering $1 million to host them.
According to my sources, they offered. Now, Natas denied that. My sources are sticking very firm that TV Guide Network offered to air them this year. You know, next year they're already in talks, but they offered to air them this year. I was told Natus thought they could do better and turned down TV Guide Network's offer. Now, since that time, Soap Opera Network is reporting via an interview from the Natus top dog, David Michaels, that they're saying, well, if we can't find a television partner, we're going to stream online. That's just shameful. I'm just going to be real. You know, I still have a bad taste in my mouth from last year's Emmys. I'm not going to lie. But it's just, you know, looking at this, it's like the year this genre came roaring back. Y'all can't get it on TV. You know.
But see, they act like, I told you, I'm going to say it again until I'm blue in the face. They act, yes, the genre is roaring back, but it's not fully, like, it's not back at that level where, you know, Mr. Michaels on line one, it's NBC, they want to offer you $1 million to air them. On line two, I have ABC, they want to offer you $1.5 million. On line three, we have CBS, they want to offer
and
you
I
2 million.
That's what he thought was going to happen.
No, bro. No, bro. You know, and you know, it's so funny. They set the temperature of these Emmys when they announced the Emmys on Good Morning America. They set the temperature for that because...
Oh, was that not pathetic?
Oh, my God. So, like, you know, I'm waiting. You know, they said 8:39. So, I'm like, did I miss it? I rewind my TiVo. I'm like, no, I miss it. I'm waiting. I have to piss. I'm waiting. I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. I want to see this joint. I'm waiting. Then at, like, at 8, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's going to be at 8:50. No, at 8:57. I remember this. 8:57. They go, oh, yeah, guys, the Emmys. And they don't air. They mention the actors here and there, but they mention their categories, the talk shows. And I was like, and then while they're doing it, Natus is like, oh, hey, y'all, here's the link for the nominees. I'm like, y'all should be ashamed of yourself. ABC does not give a damn about y'all. Not anymore, I should say. I'm like, ABC, are you forgetting ABC cut two of their shows? They don't give a damn. Now they do, but they don't give
but see,
a
that's
damn.
The thing. They still cater to that old media model, and old media is not thinking about them. But yeah, I mean, it's like, why you have a whole year to play? That's why, and if you know, and let the record show, I never clowned Jim Romanovich when so many people were, oh my God, it's a Vegas infomercial. It's a booty, 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 booty. We had to watch Kelly Monaco go to Africa and stuff. Who cares? He got it on TV. Yeah, it was like the in the Bible when Jesus came in there with the whips and had to whoop the folks out of the temple. But it was on TV, God dog it. You know, it was better, in my opinion, than HLN. I got credentialed easily when Jim Romano. So that's the point of reference I'm coming from.
We got credentialed easily, and they had food, dude. That was the last
thing. We also got fed. You know, I was so scared, though, because I ate right next to the cast of The Bold and the Beautiful, who at that time, I had insulted every younger member on the cast of The Bold and the Beautiful. And I'm sitting there because I didn't eat while we were, you know, in the press room. I ate afterwards because I was like, I was paying attention and stuff. And so I'm eating, and then Drew Tyler Bell and somebody else came and sat on. They were so nice. They're like, oh, so you're one of the reporters? I'm like, please don't know me. Don't know me. This little boy will punch me in the face while I'm trying to eat this ham sandwich. But you know, I mean, they had food. You know, Vegas was fun. It was so much, you know, I mean, it might not look good on TV because I didn't see it on TV. I was in the press room.
Yeah.
I always cut for him because I knew what he was doing was hard to do. And everybody was, oh my God, it's not what it used to be. Son, not well.
I bet you
might be wishing for Jim Romanovich.
Well,
this
you
year.
Know what? I think he should have. I think Jim should have a moment where he's on Twitter where he laughs at people and he's just like, suck it. Because he did a good job. I mean, I did shade a little bit because I was like, damn, this is a Vegas thing. But he got it on the air.
He got it underwritten. And it was no different than Erna Phillips. Let's talk about the start of this genre. It was no different than in the middle of a soap opera scene, you know, when we're trying to find out is Ralph going to go down for murder. You know, Ma Perkins said, gee, Gene, your hands are so soft. That's because I've been using palm olive, Mom. I don't know if Ralph is going to go to prison or not. I mean, he did. He turned it into a soap opera. Vegas paid for the damn Emmys. Who cares? It was on the air. But, you know, now it ain't going to be on the air. It's going to be on your Roku or your Kindle. And you're going to be sitting there hitting that button, talking about, it won't come up. It won't come up.
It won't refresh. It won't refresh.
Why is Queen Latifah?
Buffering. It's buffering. It's buffering.
Queen Latifah's face is frozen in the middle of my Kindle Fire. That's what you're going to get. That's what you're going
to
get.
And I guarantee you, no one's going to come to this because it's streaming. People, even though people like the internet and social media,
don't show up for that madness.
Like, even though people like social media and the internet, they're not going to come because the show is on the internet. And we're talking about how we want Ellen and big names to come back. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. I mean,
the only place that would work would be something like the Webby Awards or something like that.
They're going to have to tell the winners beforehand that they're the ones that won to get them to even show the hell up.
Pretty much.
So in other words, this is becoming the People's Choice Awards minus the actual correct voting.
No, because Procter & Gamble stayed in business with them, but with the People's Choice Awards, they just didn't stay in business with soap operas.
You know, and people did, you know, people clowned who headline, you know, people clowned HLN for doing it. I'm like, it was still on there. You know, the late, great Jeannie Cooper made fun of it. Well, Jeannie Cooper did make fun of it because Jeannie Cooper did go there. Jeannie Cooper, God bless her soul. She was
HLN
like,
is the reason people like me and Dan Kroll and so many others had trouble getting credentialed because I was told they wanted big name media. Who are the people that cover this genre day in and day out? Don't nobody care if Susie Beth Butt Muncher is from Entertainment Tonight is there, but they damn sure care if our sites are there. So yeah, that was an HLN thing, so screw them in the ass with no lube.
You sound like Jeannie Cooper.
And on that note,
you sound like Jeannie Cooper because she was just like, oh my god, it was awful. And then they reran it over and over. She said, they ran it over and over. I was like, Jesus, stop it.
God, just that one.
Oh, I miss Jeannie too. Oh, Lord. Because she would have been cussing Jill.
Can you imagine?
Jeannie Cooper was here to talk about the state of the young and the restless right now. Oh, Lord.
My God, she would cuss Jill from Fist. You try to find
her. She's rolling over in her.
If she heard about Kelly Sullivan coming, she'd be dear God in heaven. On that note, we would encourage you to comment on this episode at daytimeconfidential.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/DCConfidential. Add us as a friend on Facebook, facebook.com/DCConfidential. We thank you so much for listening. Until next time, so long.
You leave Nikki alone, Ian! I'm gonna shoot you like Ricky! Oh, God.
Cupcakes bring all the boys to the yard.
Uh-huh. I think. Oh, so.